My name is Ingrid, and I don't want to give you my second name because this is very personal to me. I was one of those thousands of women and men who were sterilized in Sweden from the early 40s to the early 70s because they did not conform to the society. And these people, they were sterilized against their wishes. And me too. My husband was a refugee from the Eastern Bloc during the war, and he had seen as a child very much. He was very nervous, sometimes very violent, and very, very often he wasn't staying at home. So I was alone with my children. We had a second boy born 63, and the first boy was born 59. And then I got pregnant again in 1965, but I knew I couldn't do this to a third child. I had to ask for abortion. So I went to the hospital, but the doctor said no, I couldn't get any abortion without sterilization. And I was terrified. I was very, very upset. He didn't listen to me, that doctor. I had to sign the papers. The evening before this sterilization and abortion, it was made at the same time, I was so frightened. I felt they would take me to a place of execution. When I was going by bus to the hospital, I was thinking of jumping off the bus and taking my life. It was so terrible. This sterilization, it's a deep in your soul. It destroys everything you have built up, or everything you have from your childhood and so on. At the hospital, I was really badly treated. The doctor made such a cut. Yes, it was not good, well made, really not. After the operation, I was bleeding really much, and they took me out of the bed, and I was placed on a bucket. And then the patients were terrified, the women, when they saw me. And really, one of these women, she was coming to my bed, and she asked me, "What did they do to you? What have they done to you?" She was the first person who showed normal human feelings, really. And I began crying. I cried and I cried. Afterwards, I was very, very depressed, really. Many, many years, almost until today, I have been afraid of doctors, dentists, people at authorities, and so on. At my children, this all have had a very bad effect, especially on my first boy, because he was not well treated by his father, and I should have helped him more. I know that, but I could not. I was not well. I had so many diseases, and I could not help him. He took his life when he was 26. Now, 40 years later, I'm still very, very angry. You can't do things like this to any human being. Every government, and especially for the Swedish government, they shall really be listening, and never, never again shall things like this happen